All right, we're here now with my good buddy Joe Kernan, because I asked him to join us. You know, Joe, we've talked over and over about analysts and those buy on the dip recommendations. Remember that?
Yes.
Talked about that. We talked about people who keep buying even though the stock is losing. Our next guest has been around observing the world for quite some time now. Currently, he is doing his own observations on Broadway 8 times a week at the Royale Theater. He's always funny, but never funnier than when I caught him last week commenting on the trials and tribulations of investing. Joining us from New York City, where he's starring in Prune Danish to get to the bottom of the trouble with analysts, is Jackie Mason. Good morning, Jackie. Good to see you.
Why not? It's a pleasure to see a guy like me, especially for these prices. Where do you get me for this money?
Listen,
right.
You call them economists. We call them analysts. But you have some serious problems with these guys, don't you?
Not only serious problems. I see there are a lot of baloney, and they have no right to even have a job because they're cunning the whole world. They sit with a pair of glasses with a thoughtful analysis of every permutation, elimination, constipation. They got all the information, and all that, nothing comes out. They've been wrong every time for the last 3 years. There isn't one economist, analyst, whatever you call them, who has been right once in the last 3 years. They constantly said every single day for 3 years straight, there's nobody that predicted the whole downfall of all the markets for the whole 3 years. Then what makes you an economist? If you're wrong every time, what's the difference between you and my butcher? What is the difference? What right do you have to call yourself an expert? There's no expert who's wrong every time and is still called an expert, except in this field. If you went to a dentist and every time you came there, your teeth flew out, wouldn't you say sooner or later, maybe this guy is not a dentist? Every time they came on television with all their charts, they showed you. Now they changed their minds because the figures showing are a little different. They're going a little downhill. But for the first 2-3 years, the figures showed up all the time. So there was no excuse for the market to go down. So they showed you by the figures that everything looks up. We are bullish, bullish. They meant full of bull, not bull. They were wrong every time. They said car sales are better than ever. Housing starts better than ever. Import, export better than ever. Housing starts, everything better than ever. The next day, in the toilet with the whole thing. And you know what they said the next day? We expected that. We expected that. And they're still the most respected people, and they're still on television. They're not ashamed to be on every show right now predicting what's going to happen tomorrow. You were just wrong yesterday. What are you telling me what's going to happen tomorrow? Why don't you get a job, go to work, and make a living? Otherwise, go on welfare. Stop lying to people.
Listen.
Jews are getting wiped out by these people every day. Gentiles too, but that's none of my business.
Listen, you also had some issues with people who put you into a stock at, say, $50, and it keeps going down, and they tell you to buy more. That's a problem for you, huh?
The dumbest people in the world to me are people who invest all their intelligence of stockbrokers. Stockbrokers, what is a stockbroker? An economist, at least, went to college. A stockbroker went no place. He went to the toilet twice a week. Where did he go? What made him an expert? So you, who have millions of dollars, invest all the intelligence that you have with a guy who knows nothing, can't make a living, and that's why he's a stockbroker. What is a stockbroker? A guy who can't make a living. He's waiting for you to make money, so then he becomes your advisor. You made all the money. You should be his advisor. He can't make a living. How did he become your advisor? Nobody understands this. He gives you a stock, and if it's a winner, he's on the phone in a second. Hello, you see that? I got your win. If it goes down, they all have the same speech prepared. So what if it went down? Don't take that seriously. It's supposed to go down. What do you think? This is supposed to go up? That's a con merchant crap stock. We're talking about real money. You want to make big money? Stick with this stock because it goes down right away. That's what's great about it. Right away it goes down, and it's going to keep going down. Watch it. Keep your mouth shut, because after that it's going to explode like anything. 6 months later, if it's still going down, you know what I'll tell you? You see that? The plan is working. It's working perfectly. If it's still going down 6 months later, it's going to be going down 6 months later. It doesn't slap them. You see that? It's gone down even better than we expected. Then if it's going down a year later, they'll never admit they were wrong. Even a year later, you know what they'll tell you? You're averaging out your buy. You're in a great situation. You know how great this is? You're getting a hot stock for less than less money. The lower it goes, the better the deal. By the time it goes down to nothing, you'll be making a fortune. They'll never change their mind. And they'll never keep... And 5 years later, they all have the same line. After 5 years, this is the line they all have. Listen, this is the kind of a stock that's not meant to make money now. This is meant for a long time. This is a long time. I forgot to tell you that. Didn't you know this is a long time? This is a long time. You know what that means? When you hear the word long time, you know what it means? Forget about it. You'll never live to see a nickel from this whole thing. That means you're wiped out. Long time and wiped out should be in the dictionary on the same page.